This is Bill Falker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of deep winter. It's the first week of the snow flea moon, when snow fleas often appear on the surface of fresh snow, and it's the fourth week of the sun in Capricorn. Markers in nature for this period include the cracking of a few pussy willow catkins, the falling of the prickly sweet gum seed balls, the appearance on the warmest days of small tan moths, crayfish hunting the swamps when the sun warms the wetlands, juncos beginning to flock in advance of their migration north, and crows starting to move up from the south. Nighttime excursions of skunks and foxes, an increase in opossum activity, the occasional passage of bluebirds, the mating of owls, and the disappearance of autumn seeds all offer counterpoint to the subdued winter silence and chill. And the countdown to spring has already begun. It's just 1 week until the traditional January thaw time and blue jays give their bell-like mating call. 2 weeks remain until cardinals really do start to sing before dawn, and in 3 weeks, doves join the cardinals and maple sap starts running. In 3.5 weeks, the first red-winged blackbirds arrive in wetlands along the 40th parallel, and it's just 4 weeks to the very first snowdrop bloom and the official start of early spring. Only 5 weeks lie between now and major pussy willow emerging season, and it's just 6 weeks to crocus season. 7 weeks to the beginning of the morning robin chorus before sunrise. 8 weeks to daffodil time. 9 weeks to the major wildflower bloom, and 10 weeks until the bright yellow blossoms of forsythia bushes appear. Well, this is Bill Falker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the last week of deep winter. In the meantime, start counting. Once you start counting, winter just disappears.
Bill Falker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.